People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
I didn't say my dear friend today. I said last week and it seemed to really...
Oh, you're screwing up, aren't
you? It really, really made you feel good.
You dropped the ball,
buddy. So my dear friend Larry is here with me.
I shouldn't have been so nice to you this morning.
You really...
Saying you're real happy.
You've noticed me being a bit jovial today.
Animated.
I don't think it's any different than how I normally act.
It is.
So that concerns me a bit that maybe I'm more gloomy than I realized. Anyway,
nah, you're not.
I want to thank our friends and fans and people listening to the radio station for stopping down with us and spending this time each week. If anybody who's tuning in for the first time might ask what this is, People Helping People is an opportunity for us each week to talk about different subjects that might affect the community. Maybe it's nonprofit organizations, maybe it's events that are happening to raise awareness or raise funds, giving a platform to the people who need it that might not necessarily have access to it all the time. So this is that opportunity each week, and we've been fortunate to really have some amazing people join us, not just recently, but over the years.
Yeah, it's been going on 5 years.
We were saying that's crazy.
It doesn't seem that long.
I think they just forget because it's Sunday morning. They just
seems longer than that. Like
they let us come
15,
in every week.
20, maybe.
Yeah, I would. I don't know if I could do that, Larry, with you. But here's the thing about today. Our guest today is actually not specifically this person, but the whole theme of today and the guest will be people we've had on in the past.
Yeah,
because we've actually featured and spoke about this particular Vibba Dream Mile. And today we have a guest in with us that we're excited to speak with because obviously we love sunshine and good vibes. And I think Siri brings that with her. I can totally tell. Welcome to the show, Siri.
Hi,
Siri.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for
having me here.
You have such a good energy about you. Most people who do volunteer work or work with nonprofits, or maybe even in cases where they're not volunteers, but they're doing the good work that needs to be done out there, tend to be very positive and let off a good energy. You have that about you. What made you get into this world of the Dream Mile and Vibba?
Oh, first of all, thank you that I'm bringing so much energy, positive way. The reason for me to join this group is I'm very thankful that I have all the opportunity that I could get, whether it's through my parents providing me for the education or my spouse helping me out and everything that I personally want to achieve. Mm-hmm. Couple of years ago, I noticed that when I helped a couple of students get into university when they were coming out of country, just for a week when I provided accommodation and helped them around, that gratitude and the joy that I got was, I couldn't explain in words. That's when I realized that I have the energy, I have the time, I need to spend
it's
it
like
somewhere.
Calling.
Yeah, I need to spend it somewhere. So I started looking around organizations where I can help. I would personally go to a lot of volunteer centers where they need physical manual hours. Mm-hmm. But after a point, I was not sure what the impact was from my hours. I also wanted to know where it's going. I went through a lot of organizations and found out a couple of them. The reason I picked Vibba was the transparency that they bring to the people they're raising funds and also at the same time where they're spending their energy, the money they have raised, and what is the impact they're doing. That's how I came into Vibba, and I'm with Vibba for the last 2 years now.
And since we've gotten there, we know why you chose them, which is I've heard nothing but the same things about the organization. But can you tell me what the actual cause is, or tell us if we never heard, can you put it in a nutshell?
So I'll just say what they have been doing in the last 1 month to give a set of examples.
Perfect.
unfortunately, like a couple of days ago in India, there was a cyclone Fani which hit the east side of India.
Sri Lanka, right? It's a different one. Are you talking about something?
It's a different one.
Oh, really?
It's a cyclone that hit the east side of India. And thankfully, the government was able to evacuate, but there's a lot of damage. Mm. So that's one place where they literally went ahead and gave $25,000 from the cyclone fund. So they categorized the funds into different groups or projects. They already gave that, and they're trying to raise another $25,000. In the same week, they also have done a kite festival in Dallas. They have done a dance competition in Atlanta, and they raised a lot of money so they can bring that money and divide it into projects. One of the projects is taking the education to the kids where kids don't have access to the school.
Right.
Through buses and through temporary setup for education. So one of the project is called Doorstep. Mm-hmm. The way it works is all the construction workers are in a project site for almost like 6 months and 9 months. There is no school. So with the Doorstep, they actually go and build that school for that 9 months, the temporary school, so the kids get education. To build theirs, to provide everything that is needed, they need funds. So Vibha goes and donates the funds. At the same time, they make sure the operation is going well and there is somebody who's checking the progress of it. This is just the 1 week of different projects that happen. There are a lot more projects.
So it's really case by case.
Yes.
It's just determining where it should go. How do we improve any specific situation?
Yes.
Would you say that's accurate?
Definitely.
People can get involved in this, and that's sort of why you do events, right? So last year, I know when we talked about the Dream Mile, God only knows what the cause that where that money went to, because you guys determine where that needs to go.
So when we start an event, we determine the projects where we are trying to raise the funds.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
So this year, as well as last year, our goal was to raise funds for kids' education. But at the same time, it should be also local impact. We partnered with LPC at Stanford Children's Hospital last year.
Oh, that's great.
10% of the funds actually went to the hospital unit. This year, we're planning to give the same 10%, but to kids' education, like they have a school program in the hospital itself where the kids who are getting treatment and everything, they can get the education. So that's where these funds will go locally. And the rest of the 90% will go to the different projects. There are two projects in India which we are going. One is, again, Doorstep Schools. The second one is we partnered with a state government, one of the state government, and they'll be working with all the public schools in that government. So the funds will go there as well.
We always talk about that local aspect too, which is
awesome. Yeah, absolutely. What are your major sources of funding?
So to talk about Dream Mile, our funding totally comes from asking for sponsorship from people to sponsor the event, and at the same time, the registration money that we get. Mm-hmm. Of course, there is a little bit of expenditure to create that event around, but we make it a point to get our volunteers to go around and get it, I wouldn't say free, but give that money or give that time from the companies or whoever is interested in creating this program.
So if Larry runs and he says, I'm going to go out and raise funds, so that he gets people to sponsor him for that run, and then that's essentially what's going as the donation, more or less.
Yes. So we have a training program as well where we train people couch to half marathon, couch to five, couch
it's
to
good
10.
Good for me. Couch is where it all starts for me, I guess.
A lot
of us, I should say. I'm not alone, I'm sure, I hope.
So the coaching we are actually getting are from coaches who have run crazy miles, like somebody who does 180 miles in 2 days or 3 days.
What?
They have done crazy miles. So all those experienced coaches come and give us training for free. So the expectation is, since you're getting so much of data or so much of tips from these coaches, raise the money. And we have seen if there is an end cause, people are willing to give that money rather than they're not like, hey, I'm running, just come look at me. It's
I
not
agree.
That.
Because we always talk about people want to do good things, right? People want to do well and do the right thing. Most people feel they're too busy to do it, right? If you ask somebody, well, why don't you volunteer? It's like, I don't have time. I don't have time for anything. But we all want to feel like we're doing something. This is one of those ways where you say, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
I'm not only going to help myself by actually maybe getting in shape or trying to get myself in better conditioning,
yeah.
but I'm going to be helping all of these other causes indirectly and actually directly. What I find great about this is you talked about, to go back to the local angle, I love that you guys do think of a local tie-in as well, because it is nice that we can sort of take that and get it to the people who need it here, like you said, at the Children's Hospital, but also to the greater cause and the greater, you know, for what you guys are doing back in India. I love that angle. Where do people get involved? Let's talk about that for a second.
So I'll talk more about DreamWell. So on June 2nd, we have the 5K, 10K half marathon. Just to organize that, we have like a team of 15 people in the background who are completely volunteering their time outside of their work,
yeah.
and building those flyers to be distributed, making those announcements, or going to the offices and putting up booths to get those registrations. And at the same time, we have to get the permission to have that race there. There's a lot of things involved. All the logistics are taken care of. Everything by volunteers. Of course, this year we were lucky to get a production company who can take care of that setup and tear down. So our volunteers can literally be there for branding or raising right. that awareness. We actually need volunteers on the day of the event to stand near the water station where the runners walk by. All they have to do is fill the cups of water.
Hand them out.
Or they really don't even have to hand them out. They just have to refill the cups,
yeah.
and that's as good as. The other places we would need help is like the food stations or somebody who's coming there to take the T-shirts, like pick up their mm-hmm. registration forms. So those are different volunteer parts that we need during the day of the event. We actually would also have a lot of fun when we create these booths where we go and talk about DreamWell. A lot of our volunteers who come there actually realize how big of an impact they're making when they're promoting this event, because they get to see the material of how many children are going to get education because of just this race.
Right, right.
So one kid for a year, it's $17. Hmm. As simple as that. One kid gets full year of education.
$17?
In $17.
So if you raise $50, you're getting two kids education for a full year.
Yes.
Oh, essentially, if not
yes,
more.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing.
That's
See, when you put it into terms like that, it really, because I always think people get overwhelmed by any cause. They're like, oh, it's just, you know, how am I supposed to help this? What can I do that's really going to make a difference? I don't think people are necessarily negative, but they think, what is one person going to do? But that is a lot.
Yes.
I mean, that really is impacting. It's like, you know, those things where you feed, you know, you send $2 or $5 a week and, you know, it helps yeah. feed a child or whatever. And you actually see, we had our friends over at Monk's Pie did yeah. that for us. They had, we sent a few bucks, you know, here and there, and they would send us videos of these kids that actually were like, thank you for giving us this food. And I was like, this is crazy seeing actual children tell me this. It made me feel like I was standing on top of the world.
They even said yes. your name.
Yeah, I know. No one says my name, and they said my name. So that impact, it's even beyond what you can understand, and that's why you're doing what you do,
Definitely.
Obviously, because it impacted you that much.
Last year, a lot of our core volunteers actually went to the schools, mm-hmm. which was built through these funds, and the reaction from the children and, as you said, taking the names out, making greeting cards, just the pure tight hug, mm-hmm. it makes the whole difference.
Yeah, and no money amount would make you feel that way.
And it's all for children, no matter mm-hmm. if we have our own children or not.
That's right.
When you see that smile that they give because they have a brighter future and they have that extra vehicle in their hand mm-hmm. that they can build a better future for themselves.
That's right.
That truly speaks a lot. And that video for 2 minutes, I go back and watch and I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this for literally for these kids.
It is amazing.
So I'm going to continue as long as I can.
It's funny how, you know, you get such we trivialize so many things, right? Like we get worried and concern ourselves with so much, but yet we have so much. And then when you see genuine happiness from somebody who gets something that we would think is so almost taken for granted, right? Whether yeah, it's school supplies or books or food, things that we take for granted, they see and they light up. It's total genuine joy. We don't think that way because we have more than we need. And I think it's great to be reminded of how lucky we are and how selfish we can be when you do see these situations in these kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if anybody wants to really watch those videos, it's actually...
I would love to. Where are they?
It's on our website, which is bayarea.dreammile.org. You'll find all the information about the race, their pictures from previous years, and it's a family event. So we actually have 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds doing 5K.
Yeah.
They give us their pocket money or their...
That's the most amazing thing to me.
It is.
Kid giving you their allowance, basically. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, let me ask you, though. You could register at the site, too. So anybody who wants to run, because we're going to mention this again, but tell us where we register, how we register, so we can get people doing that. Because today there's a discount, Mother's Day.
Yes, we are actually running a Mother's Day special week discount. So it is for this whole week, and the code will expire on Sunday, Mother's Day.
Right, the end of the day, right?
End of the day, 11:59 p.m.
We still got the whole day. Come
yes.
on. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The code is Mother, MOTHER. As simple as that, because end of it, she's the one who brings us into life. Mm-hmm, and if you make their kid better, the purest happiness you'll see, of course, in the kid's eyes, but bigger and beaming smile on the mother's face. And we are doing it for
Absolutely.
Both kids and mothers. So,
I love, too, is that it's a Mother's Day, right? So you want to give your mother a gift. This is a cool idea. Some people don't have that much, right? Like, I can't get my mom what I want to get her. Maybe you do this. Let's spend the day together on the day of the Dream Mile. As a family, we go out and we do this together. We do something good for others, and it's a day together, right?
Yeah.
What mother wouldn't rather have time with their family over a gift? I know my mom, if I told her, look, I'm not getting you any gifts anymore, I'm just going to come travel to you whenever I need to buy you a gift, she would take that trade in a heartbeat because she just wants to see her kids and be together with her family.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of feel would be
so,
the way.
You can go to bayarea.dreammile.org.
Right.
The registration link automatically takes you to Eventbrite, where you can enter the code MOTHER and get the discount. We have also had a lot of my own friends who are like, hey, this is nice. Maybe I can just register for myself in honor of my mother and run. So I can let her know, Mom, I ran in honor of you, and two kids are getting the education for the whole year. It's a win-win.
It is.
You can pick any cause you want. You can make it a full group of friends going there to have fun, or it can be a family thing, or it's just honoring the mother or helping that mother who wants to provide for the kid. You can pick any cause.
We
fall in everything. So
I love that idea. Pick the cause, right? And you're really in your own mind. It's just getting you out there to do something positive. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I have a question. So during the course of the year, how do you market yourself? I mean, I know cold calls, phone calls, how do you do that?
Oh, no, we don't do the cold calls. We are not there yet. Okay. Eventually, I don't think we want to irritate or bug anyone.
Barge into people's lives.
Yes.
I'm just curious.
So we actually have different events throughout the year. Dream Mile is one of them. We start advertising. We have a lot of... patrons who come back to us every year, and they willingly let us know, like, you already have my email, please let me know when the next event is. So we get those guys registered way early. When we even announce the date, we have those registrations in, and eventually we send out emails, and we try and use folks like you guys who are helping us promote the event on 92.3 FM. A lot of people hear those ads. They have that ear to listen, or we should actually all acknowledge that people are always compassionate. They just don't know where to show the compassion.
I agree.
They hear the ad, they react, and they register. We also do a lot of, as I mentioned before, booths in a lot of offices and also near a lot of trails where people actually go hiking and trekking. those guys are like the serious runners who register for a half marathoners. It's for them, they just need to know when and where. Mm-hmm. They always have the cause in mind, and the runners, they're a whole different ballgame.
It really is.
Yeah. All they need is information, and they're like, I'm running for a cause. I'm good to go. Just tell me where I can register.
And they're doing what they love to do anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I love it, because I feel like we always talk about this time of year specifically. When you get to like the end of April into like the end of June, you see a lot of good causes, right? There's like marathons, but there's also like cultural festivals. Mm-hmm. And like you'll notice a lot of different fundraisers happening, bake sales at like schools. And all of it is essentially like an opportunity for people to get out and do something. But while you're doing something and entertaining yourself and giving yourself something to do, you're doing something for other people, which is really the ultimate, I guess, tie-in, right? If you could do something, it makes you feel good and makes you happy, and you're able to help others with it. It's a win-win, right?
Absolutely.
I like the Mother's Day angle today. I think we should really make sure, considering it's a little cheaper, it's a little bit of a discount today.
Yes.
Not that people really need to have a discount for something like this, but it's just a reason to kind of get going. Yes. Because it gives you a little added incentive.
Yes.
To do so. So that's important we do that. What I really like to spend a moment on right now is your volunteers, right? You have a lot of people helping you. Do people just come to you and say, I want to help? Where do we get them involved? How do we build the army for you guys?
So if anybody wants to volunteer with us, you actually can go to wibba.org to find what all Wibba does. But mm-hmm. if you want to volunteer for Dreamile, go to barrier.dreamile.org. We have a section where it has volunteer requests. You can read where all you can volunteer. You can volunteer even for an hour sitting at home just drawing up emails that we can send out to our patrons. Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as that. Or you can come to the main event, boot the water station for a run distance, and you can help us out. Or you can even just come and have fun. You don't have to even volunteer. Just come and have fun.
Yeah,
you'll know what we do. If you're interested, come and join us next year. And it is completely 100% run by volunteers. Nobody's getting any money here. Everything that comes through the fundraising goes to the kids.
You came here today on your own merit, essentially. You came here, you're taking time out of your day to do this, to talk about this. Everybody always says, I just don't have time. That's always, and a lot of times I do believe them when they say that, because I know we're all busy. It's especially these days. Everybody's got so much going on. But if you have an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to give, that's something, right? So yes. I like the idea of just coming down to the actual event. What could I do here? Let me clean up. Let me pick up cups off the ground. It's a good way to meet people in the community too, good people in the community. There's several people I've spoken to recently. It's like they just need to meet people. I don't need to meet people because I'm too busy and I don't really have. Go there. You'll meet people, like-minded people that are trying to do positive mm-hmm. things. And it's a good way to hang out, right? It's like a, what do you call it?
Like
community building?
Yeah, I guess you would say that. Just be around other people and kind of meet people and get a, you know, get something out of it.
Absolutely, because there's free food, parking is free, and if you're bringing kids, there is kids carnival that they can play.
Oh, yeah, what's there? That's another thing. I wanted to ask you that. What is there? Like, what people come and hang out? There's going to be, you said there's a carnival, there's going to be, balloons, I assume? Always at a carnival.
There's balloons, there are games, and there are a lot of things. We actually have around like 10 people putting together all the kids' thing just purely for that day. Mm. And we have a few folks who, like the balloon man who came last year, he came purely out of trying to participate or volunteer. He didn't charge as much as he should.
Right.
He just did it because he also wanted to support the cause. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things like that. As I said, come for the food.
I enjoy those things. I just feel like it's always a good feeling in the air when you go to
a marathon
of some sort. People are just kind of walking around with a purpose, but also just happy to be outside and be a part of the bigger thing.
As selfish as it is, I'm also actually training for Coach to Half, and I'll be there running. And so all my family is going to be there to just cheer me across that line.
Oh, yes. So this is a big day for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you doing the full? 12?
No, it's a half marathon is 13.1 miles.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. But are you doing that one?
Yes.
You are?
I'm doing that.
Wait, 30?
13.1.
Oh, God, thank God.
13?
13, yes.
Oh, my goodness, that's a long way.
I
thought 20-something miles is a full marathon, right?
26.
Okay. Listen, 13 miles is a long way.
13, yes. And we have a lot of people who are, as I said before, like who are getting coached to do the couch to half. Everybody around, we have like 80 people who are getting coaching. Out of them, 40 are doing it for the first time.
Wow. Are you nervous?
I'm very happy, more than being nervous, because the coaching is so good.
That's great.
Now it doesn't feel 13 as a big deal. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but it is so much fun.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of family who are coming there to cheer. And all these people, end of it, including myself, two things. It's the discipline that I got that I can run those miles.
Yeah.
And second thing, I'm doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
So end of it, it's a win-win.
So it's two good causes there, right?
Yes.
Do you think you could do 13?
Right now, I couldn't do 5.
I couldn't do 0.5, much less 5. You know what, I love the idea of getting into the mindset, like training for something and getting, you know, the discipline you need to do something like that. 13 miles to me might as well be 150 miles because it's that much of an undertaking for me. But I see that you have this sort of like zen-like approach to it. The way you're making me think maybe I could do it one day.
Oh, if you met me like 3 or 4 months ago, you wouldn't even consider doing the 1 mile because I would be cursing after 1 mile. Now I'm in that zen mode because of the coaching.
How long have you're in training now?
Yes.
How long have you been in training?
Our training started end of February.
Oh, so a little while.
Yeah.
So that's
not
too much.
Very long time, but a little while anyway.
Yeah, yes. And you have, and I, this, like, look, you don't just say the week before I'm going to run a half marathon and you don't run. No. Unless you're a regular runner, you just can't do that. I'm going to tell you right now, I did the turkey trot several years in a row.
I remember when you did
it. I decided the 1 year I was going to run it. Jog, let's be real. I jogged it, right? But that was 5 miles that felt like 4,500 miles. But at the end of it, I felt so accomplished, even though I barely could walk.
Would they drag you across?
They barely. I think I crawled. But I did get there. And I was so proud even doing it just because I didn't have to walk it. I ran it. I lightly ran it.
Yeah, that's
But it's true. Amazing how you feel after that. It does make you feel like you can conquer the world in a weird way.
I'm waiting for that moment because all the people who have ran half, they said like the moment you cross that first half of yours, you're going to have that zen moment, the happy moment. Nobody can take it away from you. Yeah. So I'm just waiting for
it's
that.
It's going to be amazing. The highest of the high.
We've got a friend, Srini, and he's climbing Mount Everest right now.
Yeah. He called me the other morning.
Wow.
You know Srini? You ever heard of Srini Sarapalli? He's the greatest man. He's he's an old friend of the station. He has his own show on the station. And he called me from the other day. Way early in the morning. He says, that was me from Everest Base Camp.
Oh,
he
no
called
way.
Like 7 in the morning and I was sound asleep on Saturday morning.
Oh, I would just love to see it. I don't know if I can even imagine to go to the base camp.
I only read about it. That's as far as I'll ever get.
But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. So and it's the same thing if you summit Everest. It's like you've achieved this once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know?
It changes your approach to life.
It really
Everybody
does.
Says that. 100% changes how you look at your life.
They feel miserable, but they do it.
It also gives you more of a purpose.
Yeah,
true. I'll leave it to you, Larry, because this is the point in the show where you sort of let us hear something profound.
Me?
Yeah, the closer of the show. You always take care
of
it.
Well, I like to ask our guest, if there's one thought that you can leave with our listeners, what thought would that be today?
The one thought I would say is, kids are our future. Mm-hmm. We want the world to be a better place. Educate our kids better. So even before I can say educate them better, we should give them the platform to get education. So
perfect.
Here, here.
Definitely run or do anything. It doesn't have to be Vibha Dreamwell. It can be anything. Mm-hmm. Do it for the kids.
And I'm so glad you said that. Great here, way here. To point.
Yeah.
Just do something, right?
Yep.
That's all it takes.
Siri, you are a gem. Thank you so much for doing this with us. Let's tell them one more time where to sign up and where to get involved.
So you can find all the details on bayarea.dreammile.org, and you can find the registration link, you can find the volunteer link. And until May 12th, we have the Mother's Day special going on. So use the promotional code MOTHER, M-O-T-H-E-R, and give it for the all mothers and kids to have a brighter future.
I don't think we said the date of the event, maybe earlier. Can you say the date?
Oh, June 2nd, Sunday, starting at 7 o'clock for half marathons and 8 o'clock for 5K and 10K at 800 Embedded Way, which is the Silver Creek Sportsplex, San Jose. It's the Hellier Park. I'm literally sitting on the course right now telling you this.
Essentially, yeah.
Yes.
2nd of June. That's what you need to know. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for making this so comfortable and allowing me to talk so much about the cause that I'm happy about.
And I want to, I wish maybe we can come cheer you at the finish line on.
It's only 1 mile for you guys. You should
well,
come.
Well, I don't live at a radio station, you know. But really, I hope you get to achieve what you set out to achieve, because I could tell you're going to. But you're good luck getting there and that big moment for you. I'm sure it's
yes,
going to be amazing.
Definitely. Once again, bayarea.dreammile.org.
Thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you to everybody at Dream Mile and Vibha for all the hard work you guys do, all the volunteers. Larry, anything else you want to say before we leave?
No, I think she said it all.
You're in great form today, my friend. Thank you. We'll see everybody back here again next week, another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM.